It's here! And for lack of a better way of saying it, welcome to another of the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcasts. Always nice to have you along. This podcast, which you probably know by now, is on the website at stoneyrichards.com. And they're all up there, too, so you can just listen to them over and over and over again. Also on iTunes as well. Both are free for you to download and listen to how often you ever want to listen to them. Johnny Grieco, our musical conductor, a big thanks to you at the outset of the program. Our webmaster, Jeff Orovitz. And you can always contact us here on Twitter at Stoney Richards. And comments, suggestions, anything like that, always welcome. A busy week, lots happening. What say we get to it, huh? So let's get started with our letter from home, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for our letter from home because no matter how far away you roam, there simply is no place like home. Well, the week that ended with a Friday the 13th began even more dismally as once again Big Ben went down in a heap on Sunday. It's getting to be a rather regular occurrence as the Steelers deal with big-name players being carted off the field with what now seems like regularity. But with the same black and gold regularity, the Steelers were able to eke out another last-second win last week. Closer to home, it's simply getting harder to get home, as PennDOT is causing all sorts of traffic problems with tunnel closures, bridge closures, and a day of horror this past week in the West End Circle. If you're listening to this podcast from somewhere else, that's probably good. You're not caught in traffic. Pittsburgh is making national news again, no matter where you are, but not for the right reasons. With news of a drone strike on a guy called Jihadi John, his picture is plastered all over cable news wearing that distinctive, you saw it, Pirates baseball cap. And Dr. Ben Carson is causing some more controversy standing by his friend and Fox Chapel dentist turned developer Al Costa. We don't need that kind of publicity. Otherwise, for real fun, there's nothing like an old-fashioned Western PA windstorm. Lights out, trees down, Comcast dead in the water. A lot of time spent just staring. Wednesday night was such a night with nothing to do but read, talk, and enjoy the evening. It carried on into Thursday and even a little bit of it into Friday. Funny the things you get to think about and enjoy without the drone of the TV, the blips of the cell phone, and the time wasted on Facebook. Speaking of the big picture, there is a big contingent of Pittsburgh politicos and movers and shakers, and I don't know which is which, visiting Cuba. See, it has all to do with boxing on the Roberto Clemente Bridge, which is going to make it awfully hard to get to a Pirates game, as far as I can tell, but what it really has to do with is tourism, which in the Cuban vernacular is pronounced cha-ching, senor. Elsewhere in the news, now that we've gotten over that pesky Halloween holiday, Christmas, sparkle season, the holidays are in full swing, and we can all celebrate at our local Starbucks by raising one of their red cups, because everyone knows that red really means good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. What, you didn't? Well, get with it. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's this week's Letter from Home.
The Roy's making headlines, maybe down in white lights. They want to run the nation, the Kim Kardashians.
Time once again for another exciting episode of the Clintodashians. In today's episode, Bill looks in on a happy twosome.
Well, what are you two lovebirds doing?
We're watching Donald Trump's 95-minute rant, Bill.
Yeah, I'm just sorry he didn't mention me.
Don't worry, Bernie. He'll be coming after you soon enough.
Yeah, I guess there just aren't enough good socialist jokes to go around.
Not since the McCarthy era, no.
Bill, Bernie and I were just talking, that we're going to have a hard time debating each other.
Well, you can always see if you could stab Bernie in his belt buckle.
I'm not wearing a belt. I always use a hemp cinch to keep my pants up. You know that.
That's a problem.
Here's one, Hillary. You can say you just heard from a reliable source that I actually do have 7 pairs of underwear, but that they're from 1978.
I don't know about that. Bill, any suggestions?
Well, you two are just 2 peas in a pod. Let me get that. Hey.
Hey, Bill, Hillary, Bernie, good to see you, all of you together.
It's not so odd to the collective that we'd all be here, Dr. Carson. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to wish you two the very best in the debate, and I want you to know that I'll be praying for you, and I hope you all will pray for Donald Trump. He's starting to scare me.
Dr. Carson, I wouldn't worry about his poll numbers at all.
Oh, it's not that.
Well, what is it, Dr. Carson?
I'm just afraid that Don is going to lose his cool and come after me with a knife. He's cuckoo, you know.
Well, cuckoo, yeah, Dr. Carson, we know. By the way, I've got a big appetite for some chicken at Popeye's. Anybody in? Find out in our next exciting episode of The Clindodashians.
They're always making headlines, maybe telling white lies. They wanna run the nation, the Clindodashians.
And now on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, it is time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for the evening sports dish. So let's get right to it, shall we? Quickly, high school playoff season is here, and they'll go at it until we can get some really bad weather for them to play the championship games at Heinz Field. Isn't that how it always works out? The Penguins are winning, and dare I say, pretty consistently, mainly because Coach Mike Johnston is changing his top 3 lines and defensive pairing so often, it seems opponents have no idea how to counteract what they're going to face night after night. As for the Steelers, I don't know about the steel, but this team this year seems to be made of iron. Not such an impressive record, no, though they are in the first wild card position. No, it's not too soon to talk about that. And they've done it with a consortium of running backs and quarterbacks and, might I add, kickers. So far, at 5-4 on the season, what's to complain about? As I said last week, we're all looking for the Bengals to have at least a couple bad days, and if nothing else, the Bengals will have to face New England eventually when the cold winds of January blow. And hey, by that time, we might even have Marquise Pouncey on the sidelines, though it seems like Pouncey has just about injured himself out of a job anyway. And let me really look down the road and say over on the other side in the NFC, the current front runners, the Giants, Panthers, Vikings, and Arizona Cardinals, to a team, do not look all that impossible to beat. So it is the NFL, and anything can happen if, as they say, you show up on any given Sunday, right? And this is where Mama Cass and the Mamas and Papas sing, "Dream a Little Dream of Me." Thank you. And there is a little bit of controversy in the National Hockey League in that many are calling for bigger goal nets or smaller goalie equipment to make the game more interesting and the higher scoring. Sidney Crosby is for smaller equipment, but with the way his scoring slump is going this season, if I were him, I'd be asking for at least a soccer-sized goal. As far as I'm concerned, the net size is just fine, and the equipment is right as can be. What's happening is that goalies have become so much smarter in the way they play, and that is because teams have been putting emphasis on goalie coaches, going back to Patrick Waugh and the way he came to play with the coaching help of Francois Allaire. Other names to be mentioned along with him are guys like Mitch Korn and the Penguins' own Mike Bales. When the goalie plays the puck's position on the ice, well, you got a lot of 2-1 games, and as far as I'm concerned, as far as the excitement goes,
There's nothing better for me. The only reason the NHL wants more goals is more goals equals more commercial breaks. Get it? Say it with me, class. TV.
We'll be right back with more of the action right after this.
I'm Snowy Richards, and that's Sports from My Vantage Point. Hi in the booth!
Let's get out there and hit some people!
Well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, I'll pass this along. A story from Matt Wilhelm of the Los Angeles Times. Maybe you did see this. It looked like Christmas had come early on Thursday Night Football this past Thursday with the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets wearing solid red and solid green uniforms at MetLife Stadium, if you saw the game. Normally, a Thursday night football game is hard to watch because teams have shorter weeks to prepare for their opponents after recovering from a game played just 4 days earlier, and the matchups can often leave a lot to be desired. You don't often get very good games on Thursdays. This week, though, this past week, there was a new wrinkle, a new problem, something else to deal with. To many colorblind viewers, seriously, are you colorblind? Many colorblind viewers, it looked like everyone was wearing the same uniform. Is number 25 Buffalo running back LeSean McCoy, or is it New York safety Calvin Pryor that I'm seeing coming at me on the screen? As many as 8% of the men and about 0.5% of women with Northern European ancestry have the common form of red-green colorblindness, according to the National Eye Institute. If it was hard watching the game, imagine being a player affected by colorblindness like former kicker Lawrence Tynes. He tweeted, "If you are colorblind like me, this NFL game is going to be hard to follow." And it was. Lawrence Tynes said, "One in 12 men are colorblind in some way." This from a tweet. He said, "Mine is greens and reds. Ha, perfect storm watching this game tonight." Tynes spent 9 years in the NFL playing for the Kansas City Chiefs and the New York Giants. The monochrome uniforms worn by the Jets and Bills. Yes, it's marketing, my friends. Part of Nike's Color Rush campaign and will be seen on the field 3 more times this season. The Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars are next. They get to join the Color Rush next Thursday night. And if it's reds and greens, I don't know. You'll have to wear special glasses or at least check on Twitter to see what the score was. That might be the very answer to it. And if not, I'll have it for you on the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. How about that?
Dancing begins.
Richards Live from the Center podcast continues with a little sorry talk, if you will. This from a Cox Media Group national content desk. Ooh. Here's the story. Not long after Target came under fire for an offensive Christmas sweater, retail giant Nordstrom received similar backlash. The item at the center of a debate is the company's blue Hanukkah sweater meant for women, which featured a menorah on the front and the words, "High Maintenance." spelled C-H-A-I, means life in Hebrew. High maintenance, but it is pronounced as high. Facebook users felt the sweater portrayed Jewish women in a negative light and argued the sweater could be seen as anti-Semitic, according to a Chicago Tribune report. The company was addressed for the mishap on Facebook and said it is pulling the sweater, unlike Target, which will continue to sell its obsessive Christmas disorder sweater, the OCD, despite complaints. A search for ugly on Nordstrom's website no longer yields the sweater. Dare I say, hi. Americans, as you know, my Trump immigration wall may be years and dollars in the future, so why not protect yourself from illegal immigration now with the amazing new Trump Porter Wall? That's right. The amazing new Trump Porter Wall will always be there for you, especially when you need it most. Here's how it works. Simply slip this large barrel-like object over your head and wear it over your body like this. The amazing Trump Porter Wall shields you from having to come in contact with those who you feel are keeping America from being great again, if you know what I'm talking about. There will be liberals, some sleepy-eyed conservatives, and low-energy idiots who may accuse you of just walking around with a barrel around you, but you people know better. When you wear the amazing Trump Porter Wall, you're protecting yourself from falling into a huge disaster with people who steal, kill, or rape. Now, believe me, I love most of these people. But with the amazing Trump Porter Wall, you can love them even more and maybe even cherish them as I do. The Trump Porter Wall comes in designer colors, including my favorite, what I call Ivanka Gold. They sell for $15.95, which is just about what many jerks in this country think the minimum wage should be, to which I say, put your money where my mouth is and buy the amazing Trump Porter Wall and do it today.
Trump Porter Wall will only be sold to those who have proof of citizenship. Trump Porter Wall made in China.
Until we get those jerks to come to the table and start paying us, and I will do that because that's what I do.
Well, my goodness, time flies when you're having a good time. The Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, and we're having a good time.
Aren't we?
Our martini, the last shot of the day. Here it is for you. And job seekers, this might be something you want to look into. For the first time since 2011, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, hiring astronauts for the Astronaut Corps to be launched into space from the Space Coast of Florida, what we used to call Cape Canaveral, right? The ultimate mission, Captain Kirk, will be Mars, says Brian Kelly, the director of flight operations for NASA at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Another space coast, but that's another story altogether. If you think you've got the right stuff, check it against this list. You want to do this? Here we go. You'll need a bachelor's degree in English, biological science, physical science, or math. Any of those? Okay. You'll need, additionally, 3 years of related study or teaching in that field, and it's a big and, here we go, 1,000 hours of flight flying a jet. You got that? You have to be at least 5'6 and no more than 6'3 in height, and teachers are encouraged. And again, their goal is to, quote Brian Kelly, put boot prints on the red planet of Mars. The sign-up starts December 14th, goes till mid-February. But before you sell your house and dump your car, the last time they did this back in 2011, 6,300 people applied. 8 were chosen. Live well and prosper. And go fly a jet if you got some time. Well, there you go. Hope you had a good time. We have come to an end of the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast for this week. You know you can always get us, and you probably have, at stoneyrichards.com. And all these are archived back on there as well, so you can go back, oh my gosh, weeks.
And we're also on iTunes as well, both as free podcasts. As you listen, have ideas, suggestions, or critiques, we're certainly always open to that. You can get a hold of me at Twitter, at Stony Richards, always there for you. Our thanks to our musical conductor, Mr. Johnny Greco, and of course, our web master, the lovely Jeff Orovitz. We'll have more for you next week on the Stony Richards Live from the Center podcast.